We are learning Maseches Bava Kama Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Bam Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Shar Shaya Roidif Achashar. There was a Shar running after another Shar. Shar Shaya Roidif Achashar Achar Vahuzak. And that Shar, who was being chased, hurt himself. Now, Shaz, what happened? Zeom Shar Chizik. This guy, the Nizik, says, your Shar damaged my Shar. Vizeom Aloy. He was running away and he tripped on a cella and hurt himself. Or he scratched himself on a rock. The loch is the nizik has to be a raya. There was the other guy's shor because he's tining. It was a rock. And the chiddush is that even though there's reglayim ledover that the nizik is right because one shor was chasing the other shor. That's not one factor. Another factor is that it's a grama also. Your shor caused it. Stole your potter. You have to be right that my shor actually gored your shor. If not, then your potter. And that's the halacha. Next case, the mishnah. Hoyishnayim roitiv machar echad. Two bulls were running after one bull, and definitely got hurt by a shor. It definitely got hurt by a shor. It's not the question. The question, which shor? Zem a shor chizik, zem a shor chizik. Each one saying, your shor did it. No, your shor did it. Your shor did it. The loch is, shneyem atap on a base, shneyem peturim. They're both potter because you can't prove which one did it. And I might see mechaber all of a raya. Case number three. Emhoy shneyem shal ish echad. If they both belong to one person, then shneyem chayavim. Then, yechayiv, because I'm on of shor. One of your shvarim damaged my shor. The loss of shneim chayav and a little bit shver loss and both the chayav, one is chayav, a man of shach. So the Gemara is an ask that kasha and Metz Hashem and Daf Lam Vav and Aleph. We'll see when we get there. Shneim chayav says both the chayav. Now, what's the halacha like this? In this case, we have two, and one of them for sure damaged my shach. We don't know which one. So you echa gadol vech katan. Those two of the mazikim, one was a big, one was a small. So now it's always a mila. Since we're talking about a tam over here, it's always a mila to pay megufa. It's always a mila to have the bigger one. So nizik or my gadol hizik, the big one that was mazik. But mazik or my loyke al katan hizik, the mazik was the katan. The loch is moitzim v'chaver raya. We'll see in a second. Echa tam v'chamud, or the same type of idea. One is a tam, one's a muud. Nizik is saying, oh, my muud hizik. The muud was mazik, and therefore we're going to get nezik shalim. But mazik or my loy, ki al tam hizik. It was the tam that was mazik. You're only getting chatzin nezik. The loch is hamoitzim v'chaver all of a raya that you bring. They have to bring a raya to prove. Nizik has to bring a raya. If not, you go with the lower end. Let's say one person had two shvarim running after the nizik's two shvarim, and both got damaged. Echa gadol v'echa katan. One was a big one, one small one. V'mazikim shnayim echa v'katan. And the mazik also was two, one big, one small. So the nizik wants to get the biggest bang for his buck. So nizik omar gadol hizik as a gadol. The big shor damaged big shor. We're talking about a tam over here. You need a megufoy. So he said, your big shor was damaged my big shor, and the cotton is a cotton, therefore I collect more. But Mazik Amalai, the cotton is a gadol. The gadol had a lot of damage, but only the cotton hit your gadol. You're only getting, and my cotton is only worth $5. The gadol is a cotton, and the big one damaged the cotton. Or, Echatam Echamud, one was a tam, one of the mazikim was a tam, one was a muud. The nizik omer, muud hits is a gadol. The muud damaged the gadol, so I want to get my nezik shalom on the gadol. But tam is a cotton, and tam damaged the cotton. But Mazik Amalai. Hello, tam is a gadol, umur is a katan. The tam damaged the gadol, so you're only paying chatzin nezek of the big damage. Umur is a katan. What's our halacha? Hamoitzi mechaveray all of a raya. Again, everything in our mishnah halacha is moitzi mechaveray all of a raya. Oh, so every case has a chiddush, and maybe we'll speak out some of them. But for example, in the ratio we said a chiddush already with the grama with this, but there's other chiddushim also. We'll see as we go along. We might speak it out. It's printed in a Tosfos that Lamavav and Alf. The Maschu Roy, the second half of Tosfos goes through every there's a chiddush in every single case. But we'll see if we get it. Amr Rav Chiya Ba'Aba, Zoyse Meres. Here in our mishnah, you see Moitzim Mechvel Raya, and you have a mishnah later on the next parak. That it's in two parakim coming up in the fifth parak that Sumcha says that Mamun Amutul was Safik Cholkin, so he says Amchir Ba'Aba Zayis Emeres Cholkim Chalukim Alav Chaver Asumcha. See from our Mishnah that the Rabbana argue on Sumchas because our Mishnah says Ma'itzim Chaver Al Raya Chalukim Alav Chaver Asumchas. The Amar Mamun Amutul was Safik Cholkin. Amar Rab Abba Ba'Mam Larchir Ba'Aba Amar Sumchas Afilu Bari Ubari. So he's saying, if you're learning that Sumchis really argues in our Mishnah, basically Rav Abba, Chiba Abba is saying that our Mishnah is not like Sumchis. I mean, Sumchis would hold in our Mishnah that you say Cholkim. So he says, the Sumchis even says Alacha by Bari or Bari? That means even when the Mazik is 100% sure that you got damaged on the rack, So you can tell me in that case, Sumcha says Cholkim, because it's a Bari against a Bari? Amalei in. Amalei Sumcha says Bari. Yeah. Sumcha said even by Bari and Bari. Oh, my sister and Bari Bari. How do you know Mishnah is Bari Bari? Yeah, the Ketani is there, Mashar Chizik. The Nizik saying, your Shar was Mazik, says it very confidently. So it sounds like a Mishnah, Bari Bari. The Pasha's language in our Mishnah sounds like Bari Bari. So saying, for you, come out that you hold that Sumchis holds Chalki my Bari Bari. And that, very good. So everyone's very happy. But Papa's going to say, who said I'm Mishnah Bari Bari? It's not a Raya that Sumchis argues by Bari Bari. Maskelor Papa, if you're right that our Mishnah and Bari Bari have a problem, Maskelor Papa, with the ratio of Bari Bari, if you're saying the ratio is talking about they're both Bari, they're both 100% confident, Sefer now and Bari Bari, Parvati is also my Bari Bari. Amen, Sefer. Let's see what it says in the Sefer, which is the second, which is the third case. There's a third of, or we'll call it the fourth case. The fourth case, where both Shvarim belong to one person, one's a Gadol, one's a Katan, right? So in the Sefer says, "Hayecha Gadol v'echa Katan." Nizik Oimer, the Nizik says, "Gadol Hizik." The Nizik says that the big one was Mazik, because one of them was Mazik. We're not sure which one. He wants the bigger one to be the one of Mazik. Well, Mazik Amaloi Ki Ela Katan Hizik. The Katan was Mazik. Or Echa Tam v'echa Mu'ud. One's a Tam, one's a Mu'ud. Nizik Oimer Mu'ud Hizik. The Nizik saying is Mu'ud is Mazik. I want my Nizik Shalom. But Mazik Amaloi Ki Ela Tam Hizik. Hamoitzim Echaver Avraya. Look at the Mitzvah Avraya. Holoi Moisirai, don't bring a raya. Shaka Kadama Mazik. You take the lower end, right? You take the lower end. Now, if we're talking Bari Bari, so that means like this. Let's analyze this. The Mazik is saying it was the Tam that was Mazik. Let's go to the Tam Mood. It's easier to understand. The Mazik says the Tam was Mood. I'm only paying Chatzin Ezek. The Nizik says, no, it was the Mood that was Mazik. So the problem is like this. The Nizik is being masking, wasn't the Tam. So if you don't have a raya, how do you collect from the Tam? He was Michael. He said, it's not the Tam. I said it's the Mood. And Bari. So, namely, you have Tufto, the Rabbi of Nosson, the Omar, there's a machlokes about this. The Omar, Tanu Chidoi Lo Sairim. Let's say you have two guys, and I come over to you and say, you know what, you owe me Chitin. The guy says, no, I owe you Sairim. The Allah is your party, you don't have to pay Sairim, because I who asked for Chitin was masked that you don't owe you Sairim. That's the Allah of Rabbi Bachana. Rabbi of Nosson. That the saying, I don't owe you, there he says, Potter. So here he's singing Chayah, Big Hasha, and Rabbi Nosson, because here he's being Maidah. So, Elamai. It must be the Sefer is talking Bari V'Shema. So now, if that's true, Bari V'Shema, what exactly is the case? Who is the Bari V'Shema? Let's go to the Talmud case. Who is the Bari V'Shema? The common Bari man. The common Shema man. Who's the one who's the Bari? Who's the Bari? Who's the Shema? Shema means maybe. Bari means he's sure. In name of the common Nizik Bari, if the Nizik says, I know it was the Mu'ud, and the Mazik's one says Shema, the common Mazik Shema, so it's still be shver, because here also, why are you collecting? We don't have a raya. Why are you collecting from the tam? You're saying I'm sure it was the mu'ud. Hakati lemer de'avet tufta the rabbi of nosin with a nizik's being moida. It's not the tam. Elo, the case of the safe is to come a nizik shema. The nizik said shema, which means I don't know which one, the tam or the mu'ud. The come mazik bari and mazik says I'm sure it's a tam. The loch is hamoitz mechaver all of a raya. And even then, Sumchus will argue, by the way, and hold that Cholkin. Umid the Sefer, now, once you say that, Umid the Sefer, Nizik Shema, Umazik Bari, once you say the Sefer is talking about Bari Shema, who's the Shema, the Nizik, and the Mazik, the Bari, Reishanami, Nizik Shema, Mazik Bari, then you have to say the ratio also is the Nizik, the Shema, Mazik Bari. So what's that case? The Nizik saying is, I think you're sure damaged. The Mazik saying, for sure the Selah. Gemara on that, are you telling me now that the Rabbanan coming out Fukhe Sumchis in that case? You tell me Sumchis holds in that case, it'll be Chalkin? That can't be. Think about this. The Nizik saying, I don't know what happened here. Did it trip on a rock or did it get damage? And the Mazik saying, no, I know it tripped on the rock. He's saying that you get Chalkin there? What's up with Chalkin there? The Mazik is a Muchzik, he's sure. There's no shot there, wouldn't be. What?
Is it better by
Tamu? Tamu is the opposite. The Tamu is Mu'ud. What's the question?
How we ended up doing before
that
the Nizik is saying was the
Mu'ud Shem
was Mu'ud.
Right. Good question. There's that Muqsid. There he has to pay anyway. There he's paying anyway. He has to pay money anyway. So which one's which? So there already you could say that's a Suffolk. We're not sure because he's saying Shema. He's saying Bari. The Suffolk is different. There he's paying money. There was a Maz Hezek. Sure, there was a Hezek there. So I had a look at the Hezek. There you can hear Chalkim. That's what Taisus fixes out. That Sumchus even argues over there. Afilu, I'm reading the Taisus Lashon. Afilu Nizik Shema, Mazik Bari, Polik Sumchus. That's the case over there by Katan Agadol. Same thing with Tamu, Bira Halacha. That's what Tosfos says. They have to say the Varda is because there, it's we know for sure there's a Hezek. That's why. It's different. Here, we're not even sure there's a Hezek. So it can't be that's the case. So the Mara says, no. So Loi, Seifa Nizik Shem Mazik Bari. The Seifa is Nizik Shem Mazik Bari. And there, the Chiddush is even Sumchas argues. And Reisha Nizik Bari Mazik Shema. The Reisha is a different case. When a Nizik is a Bari, I'm sure you're sure damaged. Mazik is a Shema. And there, the Chiddush is there, Abon Hol Moisim Chem Araya. Because there, the Nizik is saying, I know you're sure damaged, my Shara. And the Mazik, you're right, maybe, I'm not sure. The Loch is, still, it's a Moisim Chem Araya. He's Potter. He's still Potter. Because he doesn't have a Raya. But Loi Damya Reisha Le Seifa. Because one's bari v'shema that the nizik is the shema, that's a seifa, and the reisha the nizik is the bari. So Amri bari v'shema shema bari cham milsi. It's all one thing. Bari bari shema bari trei milinu. But bari bari shema bari trei milinu. What Mar means to ask like this: that if once you're saying that it's a different type of bari v'shema, so then maybe the reisha and bari bari. The whole kasha was how do you say the reisha and bari bari? Because it came to say for shver. That was the whole rapapa's kasha. What do you mean now shver also not the same? Mar answers no. That's called the same. If one's a bari and shema, switch around who's who, that's fine. A bari and bari wouldn't be the same. So at the end of the day, we have no right that sumchis will argue a bari and bari because we're not sure we're talking about bari or bari. So that is pshat in some of our Mishnah. Now I'm going to go further. I'm going to hit other parts of the Mishnah because I'm going to bring down this Rabbi Arnason again. Gufa. I'm a Rabbi Arnason. Tonu chit vayil b'sarim. If someone goes to Reuven and says, you owe me chitim, and the guy says, no, I owe you sarim. The halacha is a potter from everything because he's only Maidan Sairim and the Teveya is saying, I'm Teveya Chitim, not Sairim. So that's Rabbi Nasa's halacha. Potter. Ma'ikav Ashvalon, we have a first Mishnah like that. Tanina. We have a first Mishnah in Mesechta's Bar Metzia that says, Tanu Chitim Vahid Lev Sairim, potter. Or it's a Brisa, I'm not sure it's a Brisa, it's a Mishnah, I think it's a Brisa actually. Tanu Chitim Vahid Lev Sairim is potter. So it's the first Brisa like Rabbi Nasa. What do you have to say a chiddush. And when Imam Aslam, Avina, potter mele chitim. What it means is, you potter mele chitim. But b'chayim, sirim. Kamash v'lo, and the potter le garmi. You don't pay anything. That's Rabbi Bar Nosson's chiddush more than the price. You don't see in the price of Mamish. It's a little bit more of a chiddush. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. This is a case of Mishnah we didn't hit yet. A little further on in the Mishnah, the case was, how you had nezikim shnayim. There were two nezikim and two mazikim. We're not sure which one's which. But both got damaged, and both were damaged. Both mazikim were mazik. The shaila was the katan, the gadol, the katan. That case. So tonight, hoy nezikim shnayim, echad gadol v'katan.
It sure can be the katan, the mazik, and the katan both.
The katan, the both? No. We know one shard damaged, one shard. We saw from far. One shard, which one was which. So here, the shnayim echad gadol v'katan. What's halacha? Moitzim mechaveru al avraya. Holoi moitzim raya. Shokol. Kedama Mazik. If it's not a, and here it sounds like Claude, they're talking Bari Bari. It's saying, Tam, the God of God, it's not just talking Bari Bari. And what does it say over here? That if no Raya, Shaka Kedama Mazik. Amai, Chitim Misayim, Nenu, here to be Chitim Misayim, because it's Bari Bari over here. We'll speak out why couldn't answer Bari Shem in a second. So, it's Bari Bari over here. So, Gemara says, you're right. Roy Ulito Vein Loy. What it means is, it means Roy Ulito Vein Loy. You know, a Moitzah of a Raya, and you could take, but you're not going to take the Maisa because you're a Maida. Now, why did the Maisa answer Bari Vashema? So Rashi asks his Kasha, it's printed on top of Lam Vav Alav, and he says that he couldn't answer Bari Vashema because what would be the Chiddush? Then we know that already from the earlier, so we don't need a Chiddush. What would be the Chiddush for that? Therefore, it must be that teaching us this case and teaching us that, like, you don't get, must be the Appetite Roy of Engla, because it wouldn't be a Chiddush to say, talking about Bari Vashema or Bari, we know that already from the Rasha. He says what's the chiddush? What is the chiddush? So to Gemara, a brayse is not like that. Vatanya raises mishdal mal koto im lagod lagod makod. You do have to pay. So to Gemara, the tafas. The case was that the nizik was typhus, and therefore he could collect from it. Now, I just have to speak out that we're teaching all the time that when you're moida that it's not that one and it's this one, it's like a mechila. So what's the help tafas? If I'm moichel that it was not the time of the damage, it was the muid, what's the help I'm tafas? It's a big kasha. And so there's a Shimon Shkop about this. Someone at Taina that it's not mechila here, it's al-tzayda'a. And if it's al-tzayda'a, then tfisa would work. It's not al-tzayda'a, but it's a big shayla. I in your local raid Sefer or raid Bait to see if they speak about it. The Svarim definitely do. I don't know much about the raid Baits. But like upon them, yes. The Svarim talk about it. The different Mahalchim, you have to really go through the Ksais and others, what exactly is the read? Mechilo or Mahidah or Thirpshat, the Rosh brings out a Ramah, a Thirpshat, Ayin Shom. Tanan, Hoya Echad Tam Echad Muid, Hanizukayim Muid Hizik. So, similar case, going before was the Godlin Kata. Now, the next part of the Mishnah was the case of Tam and Mu'ud. The Nizik saying the Mu'ud is a Godl, because he wants to get the full payment. But Tam is a Kata. The Loch is, don't bring a Raya. Shaka, because I'm a Mazik. You get like the Mazik was Mu'udah to. I hear, because the Nizik saying it's that one, not that one. Same Kasha. And the more royal lito, they ain't like. Va'atanya raised mishalam lekotam lamud legalam atam on top of lama vav that you could collect. More the top as you were typhus. Now this case comes out as not a chiddush, which Tosis speaks out. Echanami, this is the agav the other case that it's spoken out. So Tosis goes through the different chiddushim of the Mishnah. We'll try to read it quickly, not get stuck on it. If you look at Tosis daf lama vav and aleph in the middle, v'hashta ika tzrichas of a kula bavad demestisim. The Reisha teaches us, you know, afilu mazik shem of nezik bari is still pligra b'alei sumchas. Even the mazik shem is still using mazik of a raya. V'alei mazik of a raya. The case of katan agadol mishpeinu afilu nezik shem of mazik bari still pulling sumchas. He holds cholkim. Ve'echatam ve'echamuud. The shmina is something else that even though that the muud is a bigger chance he was damaged, and he says that the sefer is agav the Reisha, but I entice this for different pshatim in how to explain the tzrichas in our Mishnah.